and decided to pursue it with the Lord. And he came back with a solution. And that solution was, Lot, we've got all of this. You pick what you want, and you take your group there, and I'll pick what's left, and I'll take my group there. And so they go through this whole separation, and Lot is on his new territory, and Abraham is in his new territory. And at that time, it appears as if Lot has just left, and Abraham is now occupying his new land. And it appears from the scripture that his eyes are down, and he's just paying attention to the process at hand. And the Lord comes to him and says something very interesting. And the Lord said to Abraham after Lot had left him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give to you and to your posterity forever. And I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth, so that if a man could count the dust of the earth, then could your descendants also be counted. Arise, walk the land, the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it to you. Abraham was camped. He was doing his normal tasks. And the Lord said, well, that's nice, I've put you there, but this is not all there is for you. You have a destiny. You have a calling. I'm taking you somewhere. So lift up your head, change your field of vision, and walk it. Walk it. Walk it. And so one of the ways that we make that transition is we let the Lord lift up our head, change our field of vision, and to begin to concentrate on the things that He's showing us. And we're going to do that this morning. Now, it may be that you are one of those people who's just been plodding along. It happens to me on a semi-regular basis that I'll notice I'm doing that. And the Lord will remind me, no, you need to get up above the clouds. You need to look down on what's happening in your life from my point of view and see it through my point of view. And it may be that you are one of those people today just plodding along. And the Lord is going to help you make that transition. And as we make that transition, there's a couple of things we can do that will help everybody go there together. The first one we're going to do is we're going to welcome the children up front so that we can release them to their own time of ministry downstairs. And as they are pursuing the Lord in their group, then we too will be pursuing the Lord here. And second, we're going to have the pastor come and he's going to lead us in a time of communion, because there's no better symbol of the transition than the symbol of the bread and the wine that the Lord gave on our behalf that we might be resurrected with Him. So children, if you would come, I need to make one announcement. The 11th and 12-year-old class is not going downstairs today. So if you're in the 11th or 12-year-old class, you're going to stay with your parents today. Do you guys know which ones you are? 11 and 12-year-old class? All right. And you guys are going to participate in this. This is going to be our first group event this morning. We are going to corporately bless our youngins. And the way we're going to do that is you're going to stretch out. If you can touch somebody's shoulder in front of you. And then the people in the front row are just going to take that and generate it up. And we are going to use a blessing that comes out of Numbers, where the Lord said to Moses, instruct Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. So as I speak it, I want you to speak it after me, and we're going to corporately bless these youngins, all right? May the Lord bless you and keep you.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
May the Lord smile on you.
May the Lord smile on
you. And be gracious to you.
And gracious to you.
May the Lord show you His favor. And give you His peace.
And give you His peace.
In Jesus' name we pray it.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Those of you who are 10 and younger, you can go down to your classes.
Abraham is an example of a man of promise. And the Lord established him in the Scripture for a variety of reasons. There's another man of promise. That's the child of promise, Jesus Christ. It's necessary that we see both, because in the middle we have a bunch of slaves. You may have come today from your mobile home or your single parent condo or your middle class home or your starter home or the room you rent in somebody's house. And much of the way we see ourselves is a function of the circumstances that have been apportioned to us. And so when we come to the body of Christ, the Lord is careful to give us a different picture of who we are. For instance, he says that we have each one been baptized by his Spirit into the body of Christ. That is, you have been distinctly placed, given a place in the body of Christ. Whether you be Jew or Greek, slave or free, he has made us all to participate in one body. Our participation is organic. We have been placed on deposit from the mind of God into time and space to a particular appointment to represent the Lord. And he has graced and gifted each one of us to function in that to which we have been appointed. Now, that's significantly different from having to fight for your place in the family or in the office or on the team. God has handed to you a position of honor within the body of Christ. I would call that good news, people. Additionally, he says that he has apportioned to you things that are to be shared. Brethren, how is it that when you come together, each one of you has? How is that? Because each one carries the testimony of God the Holy Spirit within us. Each one of us has a distinct and perceptible grace that allows us to contribute something for the welfare of the whole thing. That's no small potatoes. Each one of you has something. Marilyn's been challenging us all morning. What have you got? Well, be prepared to give it. Well, why? Because if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first be kept silent. Now, that context is the manifestation of the Spirit through prophetic folks. But recall 1 Corinthians 12:7 says that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to how many? To each one of us. You carry something that belongs to the rest of us. Let's have a spiritual potluck today. What do you say? You bring your part, I'll bring my part, the others will bring their part, and we will be well fed in this scenario. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Now, I recognize that this passage of Scripture deals with a spectrum of activity. For instance, a few verses prior to my reading, Paul gives the admonition. Now, when the whole church comes together, have you ever seen the whole church come together anywhere? When this congregation gathers, is that the whole church? No. So there are elements of this passage of Scripture that apply when the whole church comes together. For instance, how else can you reconcile women remain silent in the church? How do you reconcile that with, now when a woman stands to pray or prophesy? They seem incongruent unless you understand the context. We are not the whole church coming together. We're actually almost too many of us here this morning to even function in this context. But part of the goal of our instruction and experience here today is to embolden you by the release of God's grace through you for when you get together in smaller groups. You can have a much more satisfying and intimate time in the presence of God the Holy Spirit if we're in a smaller setting. But one of the things that's not always prevalent in the smaller setting is apostolic grace for impartation. Prophetic grace that releases that dimension and allows it to affect you in such a way that what you have is raised up. I want to tell you something about participation in the body of Christ. It's done by the Spirit of God. And I have learned this lesson in ministry. When I use the word ministry, I'm talking about when you stand in the presence, the manifest presence of God in a particular moment as one of His representatives to do good for people who are there. I'm going to give you a visual of what takes place. Most of you know what a screen door looks like. I've had the happy occasion walking through a couple of my growing up years. I'm intimately acquainted with screen doors. They work better when the screen is intact. But the screen door will allow the breeze to come through. And occasionally, that breeze will have things in it. Newspaper, leaves, cat hair. It'll come rushing at the door. And the screen keeps it from coming in to where you're standing there at the kitchen sink fixing dinner. Isn't that lovely? Love those screens. Now, here's what I know about the Holy Spirit. When we present ourselves to minister, we're much like the screen door. And as He passes through us en route to the person He's looking to edify, there are elements of Him that get attached to us as He passes through us. And we are, from that moment forward, changed into another person. If He comes in His compassion, and it's His compassion that He chooses to manifest in that moment, and that compassion passes through you, forever forward from that moment, compassion of God is on deposit in you, and it will manifest itself again and again. If it's prophetic grace that He chooses to pass through you at that moment, that prophetic grace abides with you from that moment forward. This is the element of impartation. It can come by the laying on of hands. It can come by the simple administration of your mentor, the Holy Spirit. How many of you are enriched in the things of God because you have stood in a moment of time and God left a deposit within you and you know it? Be bold, because we want to encourage those who don't understand this. There is a basis for this. And it's a common basis. It is the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has taken us out of whatever our circumstances were and placed us into the body so that we have genuine opportunity to become more than we ever imagined in this life. As you come this morning to participate in the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, understand it's a participation in the body of Christ, in the very life of the Spirit in time and space, to us and through us. You know that He is in you, correct? Do you have confidence that you are in Him? It's equally true. He is both in you and is with you. I've spent a lot of time over the years investing in different people. Most of you know my high regard for Marilyn Dickerson as a teacher. You know, it's Jesus, Marilyn Dickerson, Joyce Myers, the list goes on. Lee Holland was a youngster when he started in the Quonset hut down at the old place. There are a few of us who remember that. But now, he's a gifted minstrel and worshiper of the Lord that we can send anywhere on this continent. God has done that by His faithfulness and the intervention of people like Jerry Gallagher and Robert Stearns and others who have come and imparted into Him, because He knows His call is to worship. There are others who can stand and ably serve today because they've presented themselves and have been teachable through the years. Now they're checked. Their training is checked off, and we can send them anywhere and know that they will represent the Lord and the anointing with integrity and graciousness. I want to offer you the same challenge. I want to encourage you to present yourself to the Lord as an instrument of His grace. And don't think it's an old people thing. Young people are exciting in this stuff. I just love it when the 7 and 8 year olds prophesy. And when the 12 and 13-year-olds come and say, "Pastor, I don't know what to do with this, but while you were up there, I saw the wall just kind of disappear behind you, and it turned real, real blue, and it was like it went way up into heaven. I saw Jesus walk in and stand beside you." I don't know what that means. I don't care what it means. That's really good stuff. But the idea that our children are being raised in an environment that's more than turn to one another and say, "The peace of the Lord be with you." Or, how's the other one go? "The peace of the Lord be with you." There you go. That's participatory service, right? There you have it. Okay. We came, we said, we left. Now, let me be quick to point out that if that's all you know, then walk in the grace that you have. But by the mercy of God, we've been given grace for more than simply the iteration of routine. We have been given the grace to express eternal realities in time and space every time we come together. I want to invite you to the communion table this morning to receive the elements. Return to your seat. We'll share together. The offering we receive today is for the encouragement of those leaders among us who have paid the price to be involved in ministry here, who lay down their lives on your behalf. We try to send them away each January for a time of personal edification in the Mid-Atlantic Leadership Conference. This offering goes to help send our leaders in that direction. Ushers, if you would come and dismiss us to the communion tables, we'll share together in a moment.
My comes from you.
My help comes from you, Maker of heaven, Creator of the earth.
I'm smiling because I'm remembering through the years that it's attempts such as this to engage you in your salvation, to engage you in the anointing, that has earned us the label of being too high risk to attend. You know, it's just an interesting thing how often we would prefer control over presence. And I appreciate the Lord always provoking me into new arenas where I have absolutely no control and are desperate for His presence. We have been given a great gift. The presence of eternal life that's not only in us, but desires greatly to flow through us. That makes us very, very special. God Himself on deposit in you, wanting to love the world through you. What a remarkable strategy. We have a safe learning environment here together. Let's thank the Lord for that, because it's a gift. Father, we were nobodies. We really weren't anybody special. We were confused and messed up. We had different talents, but we were consumed by our own appetites. And in your mercy, you came and transformed us. You turned us into a person we have difficulty recognizing. Those of us who've been at this for some decades, Lord, we remember who we were, we see what you have made us, and we can hardly reconcile the two images, because you have translated us out of darkness into a living awareness of a whole new world. You've done it in your love. You've done it in your mercy. You've done it through the sacrifice of your own Son. You proved that on the cross, you loved another more than you loved your own self. And that other was us. And today we say thank you. We take the body and blood, remembering what Christ has done for us, and hoping that you'll actually live out your life through us to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Take and eat it. You may pass those cups to the aisle, and our ushers will collect them. I'm reminded in this moment, I was supposed to receive the tithes and offerings at communion, so if you'd be so kind as to pay it on your way out, we'll just scurry back to the presence of the Lord, all right?
The ushers will put one of the plates there at the back. You know where they are? As you're on your way down to fellowship later, you'll have plenty of time to fill out your tithes and offerings and drop them in. All right. We're making the transition now. And I am reminded of the scripture in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So here we have now a very specific way that we can answer the question, what does God want to do through me today? Well, the scripture tells us that He has created, He has prepared in advance good works for you and for me to do. They're there. They're waiting. And the interesting thing is the way we picture good works. Somehow in our mind, those take on different dimensions than maybe what they really are. For example, this week, I think maybe Brian was the only one who knew, but I had a particularly difficult first 3 days of this week. It was just one of those interesting seasons where the Lord was building some character in me and trying to change some things in me and my responses to certain circumstances in my life. And I had had an opportunity to talk to a number of people who were in crises. And on Wednesday afternoon, someone walked into my office with a vase full of flowers and gave them to me and said, "I just wanted you to know that what you did in my life made a difference." Now, she may have felt like that was a big thing for her to be expressing, but she has no idea what that meant to me on the receiving end. It was a good work that literally encouraged me, edified me, built me up, and made me feel like, yeah, I can do this. It was a small thing. But now I have it sitting in my office where I looked at it the rest of the week, and I can look at it all next week. A little memento, a good work, somebody who acted like Jesus with skin on for me at a time when I needed it. They didn't know I needed it, but I did. And the Lord loved me through them. And when they hugged me, it was like Jesus was hugging me. When they expressed their appreciation, it was like Jesus was expressing his appreciation to me. Good works take many different forms. And the answer to the question today, in general, what does the Lord want to do through you today? What does the Lord want to do through me today? Is he wants to give you an opportunity to participate in a good work for someone else here this morning. Not hard. I mean, already the Lord is popping around the people today. I've already had several people come up and say that he's already given them a good work to deliver to someone else here this morning. And we're going to go ahead and begin to call those forward. Peggy, if you will come. Michelle, are you still in here? If you would come. Are any of our prophetic team leaders, have you had something from the Lord that you would like to share now? We're going to begin to give the Lord an opportunity to do good works through them on your behalf. As they speak their word, if it applies to you, come and present yourself, and we'll let the Lord begin to minister to you. Do you have the microphone, Pastor?
It's always interesting to me how creative the Lord is in getting our attention. I'm sure that when you consider what it is the Lord might express through you, you'd begin to think about what you know and, you know, how you'd say it and the things that interest you and something somebody said to you once that might encourage somebody else. And, you know, we just kind of tend to run on the basis of what we know. But the Lord is so creative.
Well, unfortunately, I learned a long time ago that no matter how bizarre things are that the Lord gives to me, I better share them. So, the first two things are not bizarre. One is that I think that the Lord wants to do a work in someone's left ankle. There's someone having a problem with their left ankle. When I first came in, one of the things we've been taught in the past is you kind of do a body check if you're used to hearing from the Lord. And I did not have any problem with my ankle before I came in, but after I came in, I did. Also, I did not have a headache before I came in, but then I had a pain here on the left side of my head, like in the area where you would, if you're having sinus problems. So those two things, one, if there's anyone who's having a problem with their left ankle or with sinus pain.
We've got an ankle, we've got a headache, and we've got sinus pain.
Right. Is there anyone who...
You fall in that category.
Okay.
Come on up.
As I was praying, I saw a black leather chair. And it's one of those kind that you would label executive chair. High back, leather, soft, comfy. We're not talking about armchair at home. We're talking about like promotion kind of chair. And this is what they give you when they give you your new office. So, and it was black leather. Now, if anybody can relate to that, I certainly would be willing to pray and see what the Lord says. If you're expecting a promotion or you've received one, or if you have that black leather chair,
I have a witness.
Amen, amen. Okay, and then there was a gray car. A gray car. I don't know if you drive a gray car, you're looking to buy a gray car, or a gray car means something to you. We get more bizarre now as we go. I saw a yellow Hummer H2. Now, I don't know if you own one, want one, or know someone who owns one.
This is not to claim.
No. No, 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 no. And the next one was green pea soup. Does that hold any significance for anyone? Perhaps from childhood or currently?
Is that you?
Is that green pea soup?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I just need to know. What does green pea soup mean to you?
Oh, my roommate is making it this weekend, and I've been praying for her a lot recently.
Well, I'd have never figured that one out.
But God did. Okay, and the last one is a number. I have never gotten numbers before, but the number was 212. Now, it could be a birthday. It could be that date that means something. It could be a locker number, a door number, a room.
It's your birthday.
Amen. Yes, yeah. We have 1-212 up here already, but if there are others, room number, license number.
Uh-huh.
What was that? The time she was born. Amen.
I've got specific words for people. I have something that the Holy Spirit gave me this week. I wrote it down. I will share that with you momentarily. I have specific words for Camille. Come on up here, girl. My husband, help yourself. Way on up to the front.
You can't hide back there, Joe. Get
lady
on up
in the
here.
Purple. And a very young lady right here. Follow me.
And my good work is to be up here as spiritual support for Michelle right now.
I'm going to step up on the stage here because I speak a lot with my hands. And the word that I have from the Lord is going to require you to form a picture in your mind, because it really is a picture, a visual. And he wants to talk to you a little bit about how you're walking out your life. I want you to envision a mountain like you would see out in the southwest. Okay, very tall, very rugged, crevices through it. And you're looking at it from a distance. Every one of us have the mountains to climb. We're all going to walk through life, and life is not always a skip through the meadow. Most of the time, it's climbing the mountain. Now, the Lord said, there's two ways to climb that mountain. And the experience that you have is going to depend upon your perspective on how you climb that mountain. When we look at the mountain, which is our lives, with our natural eye, we see the rugged crevices. We begin to assess, okay, well, let's see, I can go up this side of it because there's some good handholds there, and probably have a good foothold here, and I see a plateau about halfway up. I could take a rest there. All right. So now in your mind's eye, I want you to envision you're up fixing to scale the side of this mountain, and you're gauging where you're going to step, and you're putting your effort into it, and you're finding those crevices, and sometimes you're going horizontally until you can get to the next crevice up, and your perspective is the mountainside. And your perspective is Where's my next handhold? Oh, my gosh, this is painful. Where's the next? Is there anybody else that I could? Oh, my gosh. Now, that's one perspective. The Lord interrupted that visual image, and he said, look up. And some of this is what Marilyn was talking about. Look up. If you can look up, in other words, if you, in the midst of your climb, put your eyes upon him and get his perspective, he'll show you another way. When you began to focus on the Lord, all of a sudden, the mountain that you saw, in the distance, and as you came up to it, you could think about a path that's cut into the side of the mountain and goes all the way up, wiggles all the way up, kind of like a mountain goat's path. If you're at the base of the mountain looking up, you're not going to see how the path exists on the side of the mountain, because you're at the widest point of the mountain looking up, and those paths are cut into the mountain. So you don't see them until you actually get up to them. When we're able to put our eyes on the Lord and say, give me your perspective and show me where to step, we don't have to climb up the side of the mountain and the crevices. He begins to lead us in our thoughts and in our attitudes and our emotions and our walk. And then we see the path. Oh, we walk on the path. And it begins to curve around the mountain. And the experience of climbing that mountain is a very different perspective. A very different experience. We're all climbing the mountain. But we have a choice on how we do it. And quite frankly, walking the path, and it may be narrow, but walking the path, and talking to the Lord and looking out at the scenery, that's a little more easygoing. And it's a little more comforting than finding the handholds. Making, oh, God, help me, hold on. Where's the next one? That's the word I had.
Thank you. Those of you who had words, go ahead and begin to minister. And with the ones that you call forward, go ahead and begin. We're going to go back to worship here for just a little. I want those of you who are still sitting in your seats to recognize that the question is still on the table. What good work does God want to do through you today? Not just these that have already been called forward, these who are already ministering, but I believe that the Lord wants to do a good work through you, toward one another today. And as we go back to worship, we're going to just begin to, I don't know, maybe look around the room, let the Lord settle a face for you, and just begin to ask the Lord, Lord, what would you like me to do for them today? What would you like to do through me for them today? We're going to give the Lord an opportunity to begin to speak to you about those of you who would like to participate in doing good for someone else this morning. So let's go back to worship and let's just begin to do that.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life. Be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As He cries out to Thee, O all who are thirsty, all who are weak, up to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away
Of you, if you've been standing there, you have had a face pop into your mind, someone that you feel like you would like to encourage, or you just want to participate in what the Lord wants to do today, I want to give you an opportunity to do a good work here this morning. We're going to make a place for you right here in the middle, and it may be something very simple. Maybe the Lord has filled you with His compassion and His willingness to comfort someone else here today, and you just want to make yourself available to be a shoulder or an arm, someone who can come and present themselves to you, and you can just be Jesus with skin on for that person this morning. Or maybe you do feel like the Lord wants to use you in intercession for someone else here this morning. There may be any number of ways that the Lord wants to express a good work through you today for someone in the body. And I want to encourage you now, if you would like to participate in that sort of experience with the body, just go ahead and begin to make your way forward right now. We'll make a place for you right here. Don't be shy. You guys right here. Maria? Anyone else?
In the waves of His mercy, as deep cries out to deep, We sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
Now the Lord has, in fact, brought those forward who feel like they have something from the Lord to share with you. And so we want to see who out there would like to respond. We have one who feels like the Lord has given him a particular compassion and a desire to minister to through him and grace today for those who may have been having difficult thoughts about their life, who may in fact have been questioning whether or not they feel like they can live out the rest of their lives, who may have had thoughts of suicide or harming themselves. The Lord has grace here today to participate through this person in compassion of prayer for you. If you would like to come and stand right here, why don't you turn around and face forward here? You can present yourself here, and the Lord would like to minister to you today. We also have two here who feel like the Lord would like to minister through them in compassion for healing. If you need a healing touch this morning, and Jerry, I would like for you to join them and just sort of shepherd them as they go through the process of anointing and praying, but we're going to let them do the praying. So if you need healing this morning, if you would come present yourselves to Maria and John here, they'll be facing healing for anything. You can come here. Katie feels like she may just have the grace for sharing Jesus with skin on, a compassion to just hold, hug. If there are any women here today that feel a particular need just to have Jesus put skin on around them, and you would like to come and present yourself to Katie. Katie, if you would come and just sort of turn yourself around so they can see you. Maybe all you need is just to be held and let her just pray a prayer of compassion and comfort over you. If you would like to come, those of you, if you feel the Lord is speaking to you, don't be shy. Come and accept the grace that He has for you here this morning. Also, Katie B is here this morning. She feels like the Lord has given her grace to pray for whatever need you may have. She's sitting here waiting for you to present yourself. If that's you, I ask that you would come on forward. And this is Katie B right here. Just present yourself and let the Lord minister His grace through her today for you.
Be praised the name of the Lord be praised. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Right now, and forevermore. Right now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it goes down, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Oh, let the name of the Lord be praised. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Right now and forevermore. Right now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it goes down. From the rising of the sun to the place where it goes down. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Now, if you find yourself still sitting in your seat, there's nothing wrong with that. I do want to encourage you, though, to allow the Lord to stir up His Spirit in you. Just because you're not a part of what's taking place up here doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't still want to do something through you today for someone else. So I want to ask you to stir the Spirit up within you. Just welcome the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I've always wanted to do something in a service. I wanted to participate and be a part. And if you would like for me to have that experience today, then just give me that yearning. Just cause me to know that yearning to participate. And in just a little while, I'm going to give you an opportunity to raise your hand and let me know that, okay, maybe you've never stepped up and done something like this before. It's a little bit scary at first, but we have some people here that are going to help you and shepherd you, and they're going to stand right there next to you and just sort of coach you on what to do. And we're going to do another song and just let you consider before the Lord. Let Him embolden you. Let Him encourage you. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity to come up and we'll have some to stand with you. So go ahead right now and take the opportunity to just welcome the Holy Spirit to stir up in you that good work this morning.
The Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Spirit, I saw it, but and I felt like I've been seeing a picture, and first I thought it was for me, but I think it would be encouragement to all of us. And every time I looked in the Spirit, I saw a door, and it was either an open door or it looked luminescent. And so I knew the Lord wanted me to approach the door, and as I approached it, it was partially open, and I was a little wary as I approached it because it was partially open. Did the Lord want me to push it open or what? So as I approached the door, it was like the Lord appeared on my right side and pushed it open for me. And I stepped through it. And immediately the scene changed and I was on an open highway. And I was stepped through a door to an open highway. And that was the end of my visual.
Was an open highway. You step through the door, there's an open highway. And there's no traffic on the highway passing against you, but it's just a one-way flow. The Lord moving through. So I want to ask those of you who really, maybe this is even your first Sunday here. We welcome you to participate and be a part of the body. If you're a believer, if the Lord Jesus Christ lives in you, you don't need to hang back in your seat if you want to participate this morning. Maybe this is the first time you've ever felt like that door was open for you and you were just a little afraid to walk through it because you weren't sure what was on the other side. Well, I'm going to ask Russ Dobson and Karen Alvey. Tina Fries, are you in here? He's praying right now. If you'll just gather right here. Patty Clark, are you here? Patty, if you would come here as well. These folks are well practiced in being able to just stand by your side and help you to walk through a door for the first time. We want to give you an opportunity to just stretch forward, just push the door open and walk through it and give the Lord an opportunity to minister through you. And as you do, this will be the first of many. It will be like the screen door that Pastor Lanny was describing earlier. You'll have that opportunity for the Lord's grace to minister through you, and there will be a residue left in you from this morning that the Lord will just begin to cultivate so that you'll grow in strength in that way that the Lord wants to use you. So if that's you, and you would like to participate this morning and you haven't yet done that, please just go ahead and stand up and make your way forward to this group. They're going to stand with you and help you through it.
Let your glory fall.
Praise the Lord. up and walk through.
As on that ancient day, songs of enduring love.
Come and stand
and
with this group
your
over here.
Glory came.
You don't need to be an adult. If you're a teenager and you're here today and you feel like the Lord is calling you to participate, please
that
make your way forward.
That we will love the same. Our hearts will sing that song. God, let your glory come.
Word of knowledge, there may be someone here today who has a problem in their side, Liz, or in their heart, maybe a physical problem. The Lord would like to pray for you today. If that's you or someone you know in your extended family, you want to make your way forward. Also, someone who may have a son or daughter who's having difficulty with drugs, the Lord wants to minister grace to you today. If that's you, someone you know, or your extended family, if you'd make your way over here.
It's been brought to my attention you're having difficulty hearing what's being offered to you. So let me reiterate what Marilyn has extended to you. For those of you who have a desire for the Lord to use you in ministry, to move through you with His anointing, and you've never taken Him up on that, we've got folks who will stand with you to my right. As you make your first attempt, there will be plenty of safety in this for you. But if you have the desire to lay hands on and see what God would do, I invite you to come stand with this group over here to my right. Just get up out of your chair and come, if that's you. And we will we'll encourage folks to follow close behind who have needs that they'd like to have prayed for, that have not been spoken today, but you've got something in your heart, on your mind, in your spirit, afflicting your body. We invite you over here to the right-hand side.
Your kingdom come, your will be done. here. Your kingdom come, your will be done here. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done here. Your kingdom come, your will be done here.
While you're considering what good works you might do, and you're casting about as you were instructed, and looking around the congregation for whom you might bless.
Can you hear
okay?
Okay, go ahead.
As you're looking around and seeing if the Lord wouldn't point out a face, someone you might bless, I had a quick flash of a man with a $100 bill in his wallet. And it hadn't yet occurred to him, but it was going to occur to him that I'm supposed to be generous today, and there's someone with a need I intend to meet. So listen to the Lord and see what good work He might have in store for you.
If you would grant me your attention for just a moment. Give me just a moment. I hope you can appreciate how easy it is for the body of Christ to be encouraged when the body of Christ acts like the body of Christ. One has a psalm, one has a hymn, one has a word of prophecy, one has a gift of healing. And it just happens in the Lord. How many of you have had an opportunity to be personally encouraged this morning? Built up in some fashion, encouraged by the Lord. That's great. We still have a number of things to do here at the altar, and we're going to take time to do that. But because I have lived with Tim Frank so long, I have sort of gained an appreciation for administration, so we decided to feed you today because we knew we'd be lengthy. And so there's food awaiting you downstairs, and everyone's invited. Those of you who are not employed at the altar or in worship, we release you to the meal downstairs, and we'll be dribbling in over the next few minutes as we finish up here. If you came prepared to give today, the offering plates are at the back. You can attend to that on your way out. We hope that you'll join us downstairs and let us have opportunity just to fellowship. Sit with someone with whom you're not real acquainted, and let's put some more relational ties in place in this congregation. God bless you. We'll see you downstairs.
Desire.
I give you my soul. I live.